I'm a great believer in the power of analysis. And that's the bedrock of all of our investment banking projects, is just, you know, analyze three times before you come to a conclusion. And so as I became more and more of a student of energy, I'm more and more a believer that you can't overanalyze the subject. And I can't quite remember how I stumbled on to what was happening in depletion, because I'm not a petroleum engineer or a petroleum geologist. I've never basically paid attention to reserves. And I wouldn't know how to evaluate. If someone came in and said, look, here's all my data on reserves, I might bring in some technicians and tell me what it means. But particularly since our core expertise has always been the oil service industry and the petroleum equipment suppliers, this is the sort of, you know, where operating leverage is the best or the worst. And so you really have to pay attention to rig count and daily supply and daily demand. And sometime during the 90s, I started, I believe it was in preparation for giving a talk about what was going on in the North Sea. The North Sea has some fabulous data on field by field production statistics, because like in the UK sector of the North Sea, there's still only about 130 fields, and they all have English names, so they're, you know, it's not like, you know, field, you know, 9200X, it's the Forties field and Brent field and so forth. And the UK government puts out an official brown book every year where they list every field and the last 10 years production. And I was, in about 1995, I was preparing this talk to give in Aberdeen, and I started through the brown book, and we kind of grew up, our firm grew up in the era of the North Sea getting started, and so many of our early clients were heavily involved in building out the Forties field and the Brent field and Statfjord and Ekofisk, these giant, giant fields of the North Sea. I hadn't looked at this, maybe ever looked at this data, and I was stunned to see that these giant fields were pygmies. They had depleted. And that's when I started into this. Isn't it amazing how little we seem to know about depletion? And I wasn't using depletion as a concept of we've run out. I was using that as a euphemism for the production is in decline. And little did I appreciate that the more I got into this, I thought, this is amazing. All of these forecasts seem to assume that the base is always flat. So if you're producing 2 million barrels a day in the UK sector of the North Sea, and you have two projects coming on of 100,000 barrels a day each, the next year's production is going to be 2 million too. Wait a second, I've looked at these fields and they're in decline. And so I started speaking out about the issue of depletion and raising the question, have we forgot about the concept of depletion? And I recall reading some excerpt about this Scientific American article about the end of cheap oil, and someone alerted me that there was this guy named Colin Campbell that had written a book about depletion. So I ordered the book, and as I was skimming through it, I saw an appendix at the back. I thought, now I'm going to figure out, there must be some wonderful things. And I saw my name quoted 10 times. And when I finally met Colin Campbell, he said, my compliments to you. You were actually speaking out on this more frequently than anybody else. Now, I didn't know that. I was just doing analysis. So, and in fact, one of the interesting things about as I have gotten to know these wonderful scientists, and they're just delightful people, and I admire their tenacity, is that I've actually been using a different language than they have. Because they are looking at the total ultimate resource, and I have no competence to even know how to do that. I'm looking at the physical rate of decline that you can measure. And even more importantly, how important it would be to measure what it would have been had you not exponentially spent more money. And so it's accidentally brought a different discipline to what the scientists have been working on. Now, did I understand I was doing that when I started? No, I was just a curious analyst. So it's been a really interesting odyssey to find myself in an area that I never thought I would basically be discussing, and it was interesting being in Saudi Arabia last week and speaking to the finance minister and the minister of petroleum and telling them some aspects of things they should be worried about. I'm not sure many people have spoken about depletion in Saudi Arabia before. They should be.